Many would argue that in portions of the world, biblical levels of persecution have already been unfolding for many decades, with Christians being tortured and some even martyred for their faith every day. But is the persecution of the church and Christianity as a whole imminent here in the United States? Today's guest has written a war manual for the Army of God that details how you can be prepared for what is headed our way. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Horn. Are you guys in for a treat or what?
Yeah.
Today's guest brings with him a multi-decade, very colorful career in Hollywood and all of the experiences that go along with that, and I'm going to introduce him to you right now. Our guest is an award-winning filmmaker, actor, director, and writer with work on dozens of motion pictures such as Dawn of the Living Dead and a variety of hit television shows such as Days of Our Lives, and the creator of The Last Evangelist television show, David Heavener.
So good to be here.
If you missed last week, go back to the archives. We were talking about David's new book, End Times Investigations with David Heavener. And I'm going to read you the subtitle before we move on. Murder, Hollywood, Mind Control, Demons, SRA, Aliens, Demon Portals, Astral Projection, and much more. Today we switch gears, although elements of that I'm sure will play into this week's discussion, to David's second new book with Defender Publishing, True Power. Access your God-given power as a child of God. And for those just joining this series, you may want to know that we're joined again in studio by the young people of Christian Ministries Academies. And I really think that you're in for a treat with this one. You should leave here inspired and, of course, with some new tools from the book. David, we've been talking for the last couple of weeks about your many years in Hollywood, the things that you've seen, people attempting to rise to stardom, and some of them making it, and then, of course, great wealth, and then the destruction of the mind control system that tends to surround, if not Hollywood, Hollywood itself, or certainly parts of Hollywood, and the effects that it's had on lives destroyed, and how lots of those individuals find that they're more unhappy once they've realized the dream because they're still busy with the question, why am I here? What is this? I hear about a creator. And they're never going to be done being busy with that question until they find God's calling on their lives. Money does not make you happy. Mm-hmm. Wealth and things don't make you happy. In the book True Power, though, it is more of an inspirational devotional, and I open the program describing it as like a war manual for the army of God. Why do you suggest in the book that intense, you use the word intense, persecution may be headed our way? And the reason I lead with this is because so many of us have gotten very comfortable living here in the United States, and we think that Bible prophecy is for other countries. We've got plenty of time.
Right.
The chicanery that you see around elections, these are not litmus tests for the end times. These are not new. We've been here before as a nation. We've seen hard times before. Bible prophecy is irrelevant to some Christians. Their belief that my being saved is enough, and I have my long-term storage food, and I have what I need to hunker down and survive the last days, and I'm not necessarily concerned about my neighbor. You know, the escape hatch theology, where if I'm saved and I'm raptured, what difference does it make to the people that I leave behind? True Power, why did you write this book, and why are you so focused on what you believe is the coming persecution? People here in America.
Yeah. You know, we talked about in Investigates, in Times Investigation, the Satan's power, what Satan has done to humanity, the broken people of Hollywood, right? And we've seen the manifestations, the devastation of what he's done. But what about God's power?
Right.
And then I look at the church, and even more I say, what about God's power? Where is the power of God? And let's break this down to be very simple. And you guys, I mean, help me figure this out, because I keep beating my head against the wall. If we are children of God, and the Son of God came down and had the power of God in him, now listen to me, the power of God in him, which supersedes any power, and Jesus told us, I'm transferring that power to you,
right?
That power, what power? The power that raised him from the dead back up to heaven? the power he had to raise the dead, the power he had to cast Satan out, the power he had to heal the sick. If we have that power, why are we not using that power? Mm. Why, where we are today, at the back of the bus as a Christian, at the back of the bus, David, this is America. Excuse me. Yeah. No, I wear this T-shirt, Legalize Jesus, and people go, I got to show you this.
Yeah, show us the T-shirt.
Yeah, the Legalize Jesus. And somebody comes up to me, this is Legalize Jesus, and that's the first title of the first episode of Last Evangelist. And if people are interested, go to lastevangelist.com. But they go, this is not China. And I said, no, this is America. It's even worse. Mm-hmm. Why is it worse than China? Because we think we're not being persecuted. Yeah. They know they're being persecuted.
Yeah.
Okay. So why is it important for us to understand persecution? Folks, you're being persecuted now by told what to do, what not to do, politically correct, culturally correct, right?
Yeah.
Cancel culture. But it's going to get worse. And it'll ramp up to where the Bible says it will ramp up to. And I'll take you all the way to the end of the story, if you're still here, and I'm still here, is that Revelation 13, 15, 17, that the beast will come, and if you don't worship the beast, they will just kill you. And if you're left, which you shouldn't be if you're a Christian, because that means you worship the beast, then you can't buy or sell. So people want to talk to me about buying or selling. I said, then you must not be a Christian. They go, what do you mean? I said, because you're going to be dead. Because if you don't worship, they're going to cut your head off, okay? So let's talk about persecution, the power of persecution. There's three F's to that. Number one, persecution has three things it carries: fear. The fear of persecution is worse than the persecution itself.
Mm. Yeah.
When they interrogate somebody, they'll walk into a room and they'll tell you what they're going to do to you before they actually do it, because the fear of it. They're trying to break you down. Mm-hmm. This is what Satan's trying to do. He's trying to break us down so that we will start worshiping the beast. Number two, focus on the pain. Oh, this is what I'm going to do to you, and this is what it's going to feel like. Number three, falling victim to it. If we do none of those, and we welcome the persecution, which Jesus said, that, see, look, we have a power in us that can deal with persecution. Mm-hmm. That's part of the power, and it's in this book I talk about that. Do you remember the show Rocky, the first episode? Do you guys remember Rocky?
The movie? Hey.
The movie.
Of Rocky. Course.
Yeah. Do you remember at the end of the movie, he didn't take the guy out. Yeah. He was able just to stand up to the guy. He stuck his face out and he said, come on, go for it.
Yep.
Well, the guy beating him didn't know what to do. He's going, what do I do with this guy? He doesn't have any fear anymore. He's saying, bring it on, baby. You've disabled the persecutor.
Yep.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do not think of persecution as them cutting your head off. Don't think of it as anything. Think of it as someone coming against the God in you. Mm-hmm. And the God in you is bigger and stronger than anything. So if the God in you, which is in you, is bigger and stronger, you're going to overcome it, right? Mm-hmm. Amen? So anyway, that's the power of persecution. The more you get persecuted, the more power you have. Now, to explain this, I'm going to have Derek and Josh and everybody explain what I just said.
No, I agree. I think looking historically, one of the worst things to happen from a theological or spiritual standpoint to the Christian church was when it was legalized by the Roman Empire under Constantine in the year 312, 313 AD, and then when it was made the official religion of the Roman Empire by Theodosius around 375 AD. Once it became a path to power and material wealth, the power of the gospel became secondary to the politics. Yeah. It's you know, it's like the old joke. What happens when you mix religion and politics? You get politics. Mm-hmm. And sadly, in America today, that is where many of us have put our focus.
Well, and you see that too, because during that time, there was a kind of a switch to making the Bible allegorical. And the benefit of making it allegorical, you can make the Bible say whatever you want it to say, so you can justify these political things.
Right, absolutely. This literal spiritual war against these fallen principalities and powers, fallen angels, if you will, suddenly became an allegory. Mm-hmm. And that's why many of us, self-included, grew up in churches where Jesus was just sort of a cosmic life coach. Hey, here's how you live to be happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Well, if you've lived any length of time, even in your age, you know bad things happen to good people.
Yeah.
It's because these spirits out there that David's been talking about and writing about want to destroy us.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I really like about this book, and I actually have read it, it's a great book. I would recommend it highly. But one of the things I found unique about this, because some people might think, oh, it's a devotional, but a lot of devotionals are very inspirational. But we talked last week about the innate need of a person for love and acceptance and a mm-hmm. connection with our Creator and a connection with the community of other people around us. And for people who don't feel that, the idea of power becomes a conduit through which they pursue meeting that need. And so there are a lot of other religions out there, New Ageism, Satanism, just a lot of them, that are explaining the attainment of your own power and the heightening of your sense of power. This is how you find yourself. This is how you find love. This is how. And so the idea that you would meet these needs that we're created with through the obtaining of power, and then the way it's presented in so many other religions where it's more of a hedonistic, self-serving power where it's all about me yeah. and what I do and what I can. And then your book kind of tears down that false idea of that idea of power. And it explains the actual God-given power mm-hmm. that is imbued in us through salvation mm-hmm. and how that can meet those innate needs. It's a different look at the concept of power than what the world is offering right now.
Exactly.
And I love
this book. We've been convinced that we have no power because God doesn't work that way anymore, even
right.
even in our churches today, like I said. Mm-hmm. But there is a true power, hence the name of the book. It's just these other religions are happy to step up and say, here is how you obtain it, and you can be, well, mm-hmm. ye shall right. be as God.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
right. Which is a perfect setup for my next question, David, is we've got many young people here today in studio. And I'm so glad they're here because I really think that what he's getting ready to share could be for you. We've talked about some of the problems, the persecution. We didn't get into a bunch of the details, how being deplatformed is a form of being persecuted for your faith or your conservatism or whatever. We've talked about, you know, public school systems shaming certain parents mm-hmm. as maybe a form of persecution for their spiritual beliefs. They don't want their kids being indoctrinated by certain
right.
things that disagree with their biblical worldview to the point where they're doing like this with school boards. That's a form
yeah.
of persecution. So we've kind of, without getting into details, we've kind of highlighted some of those, but the subtitle of your book, we keep talking about this true power, access your God-given power as a child of God. What do you think that looks like? Especially with the young people here today, what does that look like? What are the steps required for a person to tap into this power mm-hmm. that God loans to us if we're walking in his calling?
Yeah. You know, as an actor in Hollywood many years ago, I studied with some of the great teachers in Hollywood, and they had a theme, incorrectly so. They said, David, when you get on stage, because I remember, Joe, when I first started, I couldn't act, so I had to go take some classes, right? First of all, you have to understand that you are an actor. You have to understand that you are an open vessel to receive what it is you're supposed to receive. You're supposed to have confidence, David. Think that you're successful. First, think it. Put yourself out there and think you're successful, and therefore you will be successful. Now, this is a formula. It is a lie. I call it the power of the positive thinking lie. But how does this equate to you and to the question that Joe's asking? You have to understand that you're a child of God. You have to understand that only you possess this power. No one else possesses it. If you're a child of God, you have this power. So know that. I call it full power consciousness, that when you walk into a room, you walk in with not you, you walk in with God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God is in you. We got to stop listening to these churchy slogans. Do you have Jesus in your heart? I go, no, I got Jesus in all of me. I don't just want him in my heart. I want him in all of me. I want the full thing, baby. Give me all of it, right? So I took this from being an actor. Because remember, when I first started in Hollywood, I didn't know how to act. So I started acting like I knew how to act, right? I started looking and going, well, if I'm an actor, I'm going to take on everything that an actor's doing, and I'm going to put it inside of me and be it. Folks, we have to understand we have God in us. So when you walk into a room, you have to understand there's angels and demons, and you have to understand that those demons are trembling. But then when they see that you walk in and you're not using your power, they go, hey, hey, Josh, not that I'm using Josh. But we're role-playing right now, okay?
Beating up on
okay,
me all these episodes,
yeah,
David.
I'm demon one, you're demon two, sorry. Hey, Josh, you know, I have to use Catherine here. Catherine over here walked into the room, and she's not using her power. what do you say? Let's go, right?
Right.
We're going to do a number on her. And so we start working on her fear. We start working on her disease. We start working on, you know, the way she thinks.
Oppression,
right?
Yeah.
Now she's a great. So when you walk into a room, understand that you're doing what Jesus done. What did Jesus do? He walked into a place and demons trembled. Mm-hmm. Son of God, what do you want with me? Right? They get confused. Mm-hmm. And that's what you need to understand. You have that power.
It reminds me of the Bible where the demons say, Paul I know and Jesus I know, but who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who are you? Mm-hmm. So we have to connect to that.
What does it look like trying to pursue the steps? Does that come in the form of daily devotions? I don't want to make it formulaic, but what is it that you think is key to the pursuit of saying, God, here I am. It is not me that possesses any capacity to do anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It is not me whatsoever that demons tremble at.
Right.
It is if you are in me and I am serving you. What does that look like? Just daily servanthood, the sacrifice of self, the putting away of your own pursuits and dreams. I know it's a loaded question, but what do you think that looks like?
And the question you ask me is what I ask the acting teacher. What does it look like for me to be an actor? Do I do this? Do I do that? You know what that teacher said to me, Joe? He says, you don't do anything. You just be. The power of be. You be. Yeah, I can't just be. How can I be? I got to do something.
Right.
So let me bring it back down to what you asked for real. Is that for everyone, I think it's different. For me, it was finally a crash burn. Remember that scenario where my God, David, my church going with Hollywood came together. I came up. I had spiritual integrity. So no matter where I went, I took God with me. I took God into the marketplace, right? For me, that meant going back to Scripture. And by the way, I never was a good reader, and saying, God, I don't know much, but I know I love you. Mm-hmm. Show me what I need. And he would show me a little morsel of Scripture.
I love that.
Day by day, yeah. Some little morsel. And see, you got to be diligent. You got to be willing to go for it. And so I said, okay, God, I got this. Now I'll do that. And then he'll lead you in circumstances and meeting people that will help build your self-confidence in God, your being of who you are. Folks, I wish I could tell you could take a pill and it would happen overnight.
It's not a formula.
It's not a formula. It's a relationship with
that's
God.
That's a great word, yeah.
And you have to follow it. So you may be thinking, David, I can't do this. I'm so far gone. Let me tell you something. Nobody was any further gone than I was. Maybe Derek.
Probably.
But I was so far gone. I was so far gone. But he brought me to where I am now, which is a very humble, you know, nothing, but able to share the gospel, right?
Mm-hmm.
So no matter where you are, start, if God leads you, which he will, start with his instruction, Scripture, he'll put it into your mind. He'll build you up. And as time goes on, you will find yourself one day looking back and go, that was me. That was me. But now look at me.
I love that you explain it as a relationship, because I've realized that too. When I was growing up, the whole relationship aspect wasn't really instilled much. And when it's not, you tend to sort of think of God as almost like a process or something mm-hmm. that can be tapped in. Like if I do X, Y, and Z, then every time this will happen.
He's a vending machine.
Right. And you know, I was born with a bone disease, so I wanted to be healed of that. And I asked God to heal me of that. Many times I tried the X, Y, and Z that these churches were telling me to do, and they kept going back, well, you must have some sin in your life. That's why he's not doing it. Oh. It couldn't be that it's not a formula and it's a relationship and maybe my relationship with Jesus wasn't as strong as I thought it was. Couldn't be that.
Right.
It has
right.
to be you're not doing the steps right.
Right.
But it is absolutely a relationship. And when you start thinking of God as a person and you learn about his character and his integrity and you start wanting to mirror that, that's how you get a really close relationship.
Yeah.
It's like the story of Simon Magus in Acts chapter 8, where he tried to buy the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, give me this power also so that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit. He thought he could buy it didn't understand the whole process. And yeah, there are a lot of us who think that this is something you do if I follow this formula, if I pray this prayer, if I buy this thing, then it will impart it to me.
But yeah, I mean, if you want a friend, do you go and offer that person money to go hang out with you? You know, that's lame. Nobody would do that. You go and talk to him, get to know him, you know, try to develop a friendship. It's the same with God. I mean, you pray, you get to know him, and he'll let you know him for sure.
We're going
to
take a quick break so that we can make sure you know how you can get a copy of the new book, True Power, along with David's other brand new book, End Times Investigations with David Heavner. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Satan is setting up the end times beast system as we speak, but the church is fighting back. Skywatch TV is proud to present the David Heavener Special Offer. When you order David Heavener's new books, End Times Investigations with David Heavener and True Power from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Ali Henson and Donna Howell's jaw-dropping expose entitled Occultianity on DVD, where they detail how the complacency of the mainstream church has allowed it to be subtly transformed into a cult. With over 35 years as a Hollywood filmmaker with experience in mental health, David Heavener has very unique insights into the dark underbelly of the movie and television industry and is ready to reveal how the media machine as a whole is one of the main tools setting up the final beast system of the Antichrist and Satan himself. In his book, End Times Investigations with David Heavener, you will learn about the Hollywood mind control machine and the deep state's new media partner. The associations between antipsychotic drugs, shock therapy, and the film The Exorcist. The connection between Jeffrey Epstein, the Holocaust, and if German scientists are still doing Nazi-esque procedures today. And the demonic connection between Charles Manson, Jeffrey Dahmer, and many other demented criminal minds. Also included in this special offer, the new book, True Power, a war manual for every soldier in God's army. In these perilous times, more are in danger of being deceived by lying signs and wonders than ever before. In True Power, you will discover the power of fearing the Lord, the origin of true power, if you ever sold or traded away your power, and the power of the Watch Warrior. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you will also receive Occultianity, how the End Times Church is forming now in preparation of Antichrist. In this exclusive DVD, Donna Howell and Ali Henson walk you step-by-step through the well-laid plans of an occult oligarchy who are, as we speak, advancing the way for the system of Antichrist, all while a silent, complacent church has forgotten the true power of the body of Christ and are inadvertently laying the foundation for the bloodiest cult the world has ever seen. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is a last day's warning that all true believers must have that will equip God's anointed with the knowledge and power they need to set people free from the powers of deception. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The David Heavener Special Offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back, everybody, to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Horn. We continue in-house with David Heavener, his new book, True Power, Access Your God-Given Power as a Child of God. David, before the break, we were talking about what it might look like to find your calling, to tap into the power of God that he loans to us if we're operating in his will for our lives. But let's take a minute and talk about some of the counterfeit ways, maybe even what I refer to as churchianity or occultianity. Because there is this movement now that's kind of sweeping over the nation that wants to present kind of a counterfeit calling, a counterfeit revival, a counterfeit move of the Holy Spirit. And unfortunately, I hate to tell you, but a lot of our pastors are falling prey to this, the temptation to do something popular as opposed to something difficult, to take something that titillates your audience, that entertains them back every week, as opposed to make hardline stances and refuse to become a political soapbox platform, but to preach the gospel, which is archaic, and you know what I mean. We kind of did that in the 70s, and now we've become enlightened, and we're moving on. And some of this would be described as probably New Ageism. I know Ali Henson and Donna Howell have talked a lot about how New Ageism has kind of infiltrated the church. But you talk about this in your book, The Power of Positive Thinking. This is not what you're talking about when you talk about the true power of God. This is a counterfeit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's humanism. And this is part of that disclosure we talked about in End Times Investigation. That's why it's important to understand what your power is and how to use your power. So getting to your pastor on Sunday morning, you see, they have lost their power. They have no power to get up and tell the truth. And in this book, I talk about one of the things, the manifestations of having God's power, understanding it, is you're willing to stand up and tell the truth. Okay, yeah. Jesus said, I am the truth, I am the way. No man goes to the Father except through me.
Right.
Okay, so we must understand this is what's happening in these last days. Now, why it's so important, I believe, for people to understand their true power is that you have a purpose in life. You were anointed and appointed when you were born, even before you were born. I talk about in the book, don't have time to get into it, but think of it this way. God created the earth. He's a master creator. He made what I call the greatest low-budget movie in humanity. He took nothing and made something, as opposed to Hollywood taking something and making nothing, right?
There you go.
He did it in 6 days, right? We shoot low-budget movies very quickly, right? But he has a script. It's called the Bible. He has a director. It's called the Holy Spirit. He has someone who wrote the script, author and finisher of your faith. Okay, Jesus. But he also has characters, actors. He has you playing a part. You are a star in his film.
Wow.
When you do not show up on set, then you've lost out in the purpose in which God has created you to be. This is your power. You say, David, I've shown up on set. I'm here. Okay, so what? Maybe you're not hitting your mark. Maybe you're not remembering your dialogue.
Your lines, yeah.
I have actors show up all the time. They don't know their dialogue. I said, why are you even here? So if you don't know scripture, if you don't understand your power, and I'm God, I'm going, why are you even here?
Wow.
Go home, go to bed. I'll put somebody else in your place, right? And so you've got to show up. You've got to know your dialogue, scripture. You've got to hit your mark. What does that mean? When we shoot a scene, every actor has to be at a certain place or you block another actor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we as Christians want to upstage other Christians. We want to play Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, in the book, I tear down what power is not. Through God, I hope, what it really is. So you don't want to miss your mark and upstage another Christian. You want to hit your mark, do what God tells you to do, because you want to make sure when it's all over, folks, and we're in heaven, we're watching that big, you know, epic up on the screen. I'm taking a lot of liberty here. and we're going, wow, that's great. Oh, where's Josh at? He was supposed to be in that.
I was waiting. It had been a while since the last one.
but really, what I'm saying is you want to go, all right, man, that was it. And you want to hear God say, well done, good and faithful servant. Here's your Oscar.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the way we do that is to understand the power that we have in us that God has delivered to us.
Right. Amen. It reminds me of when he's separating the sheep from the goats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have all these people saying, oh, but Lord, and they're clamoring, didn't I cast out demons in your name? And didn't I? Mm-hmm. Didn't I? And I always, this is a day, I'll take a play out of the David Hevner, you know, loosely interpret book. Didn't I write DVDs and didn't I put books out and didn't I put on fog machine driven laser light concerts in your name? And he says, what does he say?
Mm. I never
knew
you.
So sad.
He says, I never knew you.
Never knew you.
The relationship wasn't
there. So to David's analogy, you know, God, you show up and he's like, you don't know my word. You don't know me. You've never spent 1 minute with me. I don't know how to use that.
Right.
So anyway, what a great book. David, unfortunately, we're at that point again every week where we run out of time.
Yeah.
Did you guys learn something today?
Sure.
The book is True Power. Access your God-given power as a child of God. Make sure you get your copy right away. David, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you, Joe.
For everybody here in studio and on panel, I'm Joe Horn. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.